Hi, this is Pawari. It's the 24th of September, it's a Friday, and it's just about 4 o'clock. And this is my third attempt at an audio boo, because for some reason I keep screwing up, swearing, and then realising I have to start again. Ruth, I am so sorry to hear about your poor piano with its single pedal upside down. I kind of feel rather guilty because my piano has three pedals, which seems very, very excessive. And as I mentioned to you on Twitter, I had no idea what the middle pedal did or was for, or even if it had a purpose other than to look pretty. But I have looked it up now, and apparently it's a sostenuto pedal. Its sole purpose is to sustain certain selected notes while leaving the others unaffected. And I did not know that. I'm going to have an experiment now. It's also a very interesting discussion about personal safety. I agree totally with you about not liking to be out with an iPod on. I hate not being able to hear around me. I don't even like having a hood up when it's raining. I find it restricts my vision and it just muffles the sound. I just don't like it, so I'd much rather use an umbrella. I have no idea how much of this is down to paranoia or whether it's a reasonable safety precaution, but yeah, I'd be very uncomfortable going out on a run with earphones in. Although clearly, you know, Acrobat runs with his iPod on and has no problems. But yeah, I find that very, very uncomfortable idea. Actually, it's one of the things I've found really hard to adjust to since moving out of London. When we lived there, I quite happily walked around during the day and even quite late into the evening on my own. Without worrying about it too much, because there was always lots of people around. It wasn't really an issue. Statistically, I probably wasn't as safe as I thought I was, certainly not compared to out here in deepest, darkest Worcestershire. But I definitely feel more vulnerable now going out, even during the day, because there's so few people around, and I probably wouldn't even consider walking around the local streets at night without either going with somebody else or making sure it's very well lit, and possibly by the main road. Which is daft, really, because it becomes very isolating. And I think, you know, as I say, statistically, I'm probably perfectly safe, or as safe as you can be. But there's that little nagging doubt in the back of your mind, isn't there? And funnily enough, this is one of the reasons why I went into martial arts, that I'm being a big Joss Whedon fan, but that's by the by. Not so that I would take extra risks particularly, but just as a way of fear management, really, being a bit more realistic. And yeah, not feeling quite so isolated. But a couple of other exercises that I quite enjoyed and still enjoy, that's fairly practical, that might give you some ideas. I rather enjoyed cycling. I don't know what it's like around you, but around here we've got lots of cycle paths, so I don't have to cycle on the road. Being that much faster on a bicycle, I think going out on your own feels slightly safer because you can get out of trouble a bit quicker. Yeah, I quite enjoyed that, and it's kind of odd cycling after you haven't cycled at all since when you were a kid. It was really nice. I really enjoyed doing that. I should probably try and get out my bike a bit more. But another thing I can really recommend is, I don't know if you have a Wii or an Xbox or something, but my fitness coach is really, really good. It's kind of more like an interactive DVD. You set in, you have like a training session that decides what your fitness level is. And then each time you do an exercise, it will ask you if you found it too hard or if you found it too easy, and then it will adjust to your ability as you go. And I found that really, really good. It's a fairly old game now, much, much cheaper than buying Wii Fit or anything like that, and to be honest, I think it's a much better package. You can buy extra stuff like a fitness ball and weights if you want to, but you don't have to use it. So if you've got one of those things, it's worth checking out because it's easy to fit into your day, you can do it from home, you don't need a load of expensive gym equipment, and it really does. You know, I'm still using it now and I'm pretty fit now, and I'm still feeling challenged by it. So, yeah, I definitely recommend that. And I'm running out of time. Good grief, I can't believe I've spoke that long. Right, see you all later, guys. Bye.